This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're going to do, this is our Iron Shir on Yevamos Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Tonight's learning should be Alila Nishmas, Rabbi Michal Ben Tzvi, Nisham Shav Na'aliya, Yomel Tzyosher, for the whole world of Mishpacha, Abi Eskoel Tzedek. Okay, so very interesting, Prima Gadim. The conclusion of our Gemara is that Reb Shimon holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, Reb Yossi holds also Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and what did he mean that you're Chayev too? He meant you get to be buried in the cemetery of Rasham Gemurim. What a mamish a privilege to be buried in Azaz Cemetery. Now, says the Holy Prima Gadim, Va'agav Gerora Ra'isi L'Haski V'Kan Dabar Echad V'Ula Daiti Nekuda Nifla. I want to mention something, and to my mind, this is a wondrous point. So go to sleep tonight and try to think about the wondrous point of the Prima Gadim. Can you imagine if you could go to sleep one night in your life and you're thinking about the Nekuda Nifla of the Prima Gadim? He says, Dekai Malon, Denehi Dekai Malon, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. We hold Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Im Loi Be'echa Migimel Panim, unless one of three situations, Koilel, Moisiv, Be'bas Achas, either if it's an Isser Koilel, if it's, once the Isser is going on more people, it could go on that person also. Moisiv, if the Davar Osir becomes Osir to more people, and if it happens simultaneously, Hainu l'chayiv shtayim. The idea of Ein Isser Chalal Al Isser is that you're not chayiv twice. Avam mikomakim treni surin reviyala, but you violated two averos. So the Isser is, you're not chayiv in the Isser, but the Isser is looming on you. The Gemara says, Nafkamino lekoivroi bein Rasham Gemara. The Nafkamino is to be buried among the completely wicked. Look in Perek Beis, in Hilchais Isurabia, Halacha Vav, in Nahasagas Hara. Now, what's the Nafkamino of this? He says, it says in Prima Gadim, there are many Nafkaminas. The Shach in Yoredea says, the Shach in Yoredea says as follows. Let me flip this around and let's see if we can read it. No, this is the same piece. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says like this. Amar shvua shaloi oichal nevelos v'treifos. Let's say someone swears, I'm not going to eat roadkill. Even if it's a deer, if it's kosher, he swears he's not going to eat a nevela. You're not chayiv for swearing, for eating something you swore you're not going to eat, because you weren't allowed to eat it anyway. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Okay? However, says the Shach, watch the Shach. I don't know what I just did here. The Shach says, Nira denafkamina afha idna. The nafkamina would be like this. L'inyan choyla, shemotir laha achiloi nevela. Let's say like this. Someone who's sick, they're allowed to eat a nevela. But this, the choyla swore they're not going to eat a nevela. So do they have to be, get a heter on the shvua before they eat the nevela? Do we say the shvua is not chal? They were asur to eat it anyway because there's this in the Torah to eat nevela. So they swore it's not chal. So even though now they're eating it, they don't have to be matir the shvua. Says the shach, you do not have to be matir the shvua, because the shvua was not chal. Says the Prima Gadim, I vehemently disagree with the shach. Why? Because when we say Ein Isser Chalal Isser, it means you're not chayiv. If you violate them, you're not chayiv, but the Isser is there. The nafkamino lamisha nishba al nevela de ein chal uchshu choyla acharkach. Ein sarach lahatid ein shvachala. The Shach says that if you become sick afterwards, it's not chal. Shma mina the sefer the ein iser chal al iser af tre yisur and ein revia klal. The iser is not even looming. Vu pela beinai v'tzarchin ladina tuva. Says the Prima Gadim, in my opinion, the Isser is there, and the Nafkamino would be if someone is allowed to eat the Nevela, they still have to eat, they now have to matter the Shvua. It's not that the Isser Shvua is not extant, doesn't exist, it's not Chal to be Mechayev you. But if for whatever reason you're going to ignore, you have a Heter on the Isser Nevela, you have to be matter the Shvua, because it's still an Isser.
He's more when he was healthy. He was not
going to
eat it when he was healthy?
L'chor, he swore when he was healthy. Why? What do you want to say? Because if he swore when he was sick,
then that's different. Then he already had the heter to eat it.
Right. Excellent. Gevaldik. Says the Shach, Miu hainu b'nizhvag shubari shaya oz iser b'nevel sujevas al b'nizhu choyle. Michael's point is the Shach says straight out, meaning even the Shach would agree that if you swore when you're a chayla and there's a heter on the Isser and Nevela, you would have to matter the Shvua. But the opinion of the Prima Gadim is you have to matter the Shvua even if you swore when you were healthy. Because even though the Isser, you're not chayiv on that Isser, but it's still existent. Okay, so that's one nafkamina. Ready for the other nafkamina? I thought so. I thought you would be ready. The other nafkamina is a shasachos besa.
Is it also possible that by when a person's adding another shvua, the pshat is that because of, we're already nishba v'aymed, meaning we already... Everyone in Klal Yisrael already took a shvua not to do such a thing. So therefore, the shvua is not chal on that shvua. It's like a second shvua. It's not like necessarily a second iser. It's like ein shvua chal shvua.
Very good. So if I'm not mistaken, the Avnei Miluim that I didn't put on the sheet says you could say that even if the Prima Gadim is correct, that the Isser is there, it's just not Mechayiv you, you still wouldn't have to matter the Shvua, because this is a totally different concept than Ein Isser Chal al Isser. This is a sugya in Nedarim, that once you swore on something, like David is saying, you would not, the Shvua is not Chal, because the Shvua cannot be Chal on a Shvua, because you're Mujra Me'ayim Me'har Sinai, which is really what the words of the Shach are, right? The Shach isn't saying it's al tzein iser chal al iser. Actually, those are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishum shushay muzhva v'yamei har Sinai. Okay, I want to show you the Beis Halevi for a moment. Suin Mount Memdalet, someone who's sick on Yom Kippur. So we hold that if somebody has to eat, we feed you the more lenient Isser first. So let's say you have in front of you a piece that has one Isser and a piece that has two Isurim, but ein Isser chal al Isser. Is it preferable to be makdim, the piece that only has one Isser? So it says the Beis Halevi, it's dependent on this Chakira. When we say ein Isser chal al Isser, im havarak l'inyin chiyuva grade, there's only the gabe what you're liable for, but regarding the Isser, it's Chal, or is it not Chal at all? So this would be another Nafkamina. A third Nafkamina, I think, is the Achiezer's question. Rav Nosson sent me last night the question of the Achiezer, which is a very fundamental point on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that if Ein Isser Chal al Isser, and first Nasa Meis, V'achar kach nosachai. The Gemara says, do yibum. Because ain't iser chal al iser. What do you mean, ein iser chalal iser? But the Prima Gadim says the iser, you're just not chayiv, but the iser is there. What's the Gemara's kasha to siyabim? Wait, because of ein iser chalal iser. Ein iser chalal iser is, you're not chayiv on that iser, but there's still an iser there. You can't do yibum, you can't violate it. So the Achiezer says, you're right, we didn't know that in the Havamina. But once the Gemara says the iser achos isha is looming, and if you would be mafkia this or eshesach this or achazisha would be chal, that makes the Gemara is revealing. The Gemara is revealing a new idea that when we say inisar chal al isar, the second isar is there. It's just not you're just not chayiv on it. That's goof of the chiddush of the Gemara's answer. Another nafkamina, I believe, is a noid bihuda. Einis or chalal iser. Let's say you violate it. On Yom Kippur, what are you going to clap a shamnu for? Only the first iser and the second iser you don't have to do tshuva for? Or are you... You're not going to be punished? Maybe you're not going to get a misa for it. You're not going to get a malchus for it. But you still violated an avera and you have to do tshuva for it. So that would be another... Nafkamina, but this is a prima gadim that's a recurring prima gadim in Shas. That when we say in Isser Chalal Isser, it's like this other tzad of the Beis Halevi that's regarding Chiyuva, but Legabe Isser, it's still, there is a second Isser as well. And it could have a nafkamina regarding whether you have to be Matar or Shvua, it could have a nafkamina whether on Yom Kippur, is it considered more chamor if there's a second Isser? And do you have to do tshuva for it? And also, can you maybe do yibum? Like the Gemara asked, do yibum because the Isser v'achas isha is nachal. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, the rest of the schedule for this week, it looks like the Shimru, Thursday afternoon, learning, the UK is on winter break, so they're not having it this week on Thursday at 2:30, but at tomorrow... Evening at 8:30 is the Parsha Shir. It's also tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Igeres Hagra is on tomorrow. Thursday evening is a special Leil Nitl Nacht Shir at 9:30 on Shas Illuminated. Rabbi Isai, have a great evening. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.